yesterday's attacks and other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
The explosive growth of Israeli settlements in occupied Palestinian territories has drawn international condemnation. Though Israel, under the hawkish cabinet of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, seems determined to build as many as it can, especially now that the United States has significantly toned down its criticism of the illegal construction and Arab states are more divided than ever. The ongoing expansion has come to be known as perhaps the most outstanding case of international failure to enforce international law. Every settler unit built by Israel threatens the viability of a future Palestinian state and impacts the lives of Palestinians in various ways. This gives added urgency to meaningful steps to push Israel into halting its senseless expansionism. The mass displacement of Palestinians from their ancestral lands mainly dates back to May 14, 1948, when Israel was created in Palestine and immediately recognized by the United States. Palestine had been under British colonial control until May that year. Palestinians have condemned the 1917 Balfour Declaration, in which Britain had encouraged Zionist Jews to come to Palestine. The 1948 Declaration of Independence is widely considered as the starting point for an occupation that has triggered many wars and impacted the whole Middle East and the world. Following the creation of Israel, the forced displacement of Palestinians known as the Nakba or catastrophe began. Hundreds of Palestinian villages were destroyed and their residents were forced to flee and were never allowed to return. Today, Palestinian refugees and their descendants around the world number 5 million.
Any Jew anywhere in the world, whether religious or not, or whether having relatives or not in Israel, has an unconditional right to return, whereas Palestinians whose families have lived for generations within what's now Israel are denied that any right to return.
This map shows how Israel has been expanding its control of Palestinian lands over the past decades. What's now left for Palestinians is a tiny fraction of original Palestine, but Israeli land grab continues to this day. These are Israeli-occupied Palestinian territories that were once home to bustling Palestinian communities. These Israeli settlements have been growing both in number and size over the past several decades. Settlements are heavily guarded cities, towns, or villages that have been built by Israel on lands it militarily occupied during the Six-Day War of 1967. The international community considers all such Israeli structures as illegal because they are built on lands that are supposed to be part of a future Palestinian state. During the Six-Day Conflict in 1967, Israel occupied the Gaza Strip, East Jerusalem al-Quds, the West Bank, large parts of Syria's Golan Heights, and Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. As a result of the 1979 Israel-Egypt peace treaty, Israeli forces withdrew from Sinai. Israel also ended its occupation of the Gaza Strip in 2005, but the rest of the Palestinian territories in Syria's Golan Heights remain occupied and are being built on by Israel. Israeli settlement construction on occupied territories, namely East Jerusalem al-Quds, the West Bank and occupied Syrian Golan Heights, have been condemned by the United Nations, and in recent years, even by close allies of Israel. But the condemnation has done absolutely nothing to halt the expansion. Observers believe, although Western countries have sometimes criticized Israel's expansionism through their huge military aid to Tel Aviv and obstructionism at the UN, they have given Tel Aviv the green light to seize more Palestinian lands.
What Israel, with U.S. backing, is doing is taking over everything, annexing everything behind the separation wall. Some of the most valuable land, all the water resources, it's quite crucial in this arid region. It takes over the Jordan Valley, you know, more fertile territory, kicks out the Palestinians, and runs some salients, settlement salients, right through the territories. Now, that's not going to change unless there are changes inside the United States.
Most of the Israeli settlements have been built in the West Bank. This map shows how Israeli settlements and outposts have been mushrooming across the occupied West Bank over the past decades. Some Israeli settlements are forming lines that fragment the West Bank, raising fears that Palestinians may not be able to have a contiguous whole Palestinian state. There are nearly 230 settlements and outposts in the West Bank, with well over 420,000 settlers. There are also 200,000 settlers living in Jerusalem al-Quds. The number of West Bank settlers was just over 12,000 in 1980. This chart shows how Israel has been rapidly moving more and more settlers to occupied territories over the past decades. The exponential growth is dividing and isolating Palestinian communities and further restricting their right to freedom of movement, access to education, food, water resources, and health care. Israeli military has been demolishing Palestinian homes and structures in occupied territories since 1967. According to the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions, nearly 49,000 Palestinian structures have been razed since the occupation began. B'Tselem, which is an NGO documenting rights violations in Palestinian territories, says Israel demolished a record number of Palestinian homes in the West Bank in 2016. Israel has used the method for the expansion of settlements, to ethnically cleanse areas around settlements and as collective punishment against Palestinians. The Israeli regime has intensified its settlement expansion and violation of human rights in the occupied territories since U.S. President Donald Trump took office in January. The regime has announced plans for thousands of new settler units in occupied territories, including in East Jerusalem al-Quds. Trump has dropped America's long-standing commitment to a so-called two-state solution between Israelis and the Palestinians. He has even promised to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem al-Quds, which Palestinians insist must be the capital of their future state.
So I'm looking at two-state and one-state. And I like the one that both parties like. As far as the embassy moving to Jerusalem, I'd love to see that happen.
The stances of U.S. administrations, especially those of Donald Trump's, are being described as the worst kind of abuse against the Palestinians.
The tendency of the U.S. government, particularly in the short period of the Trump presidency, is to completely erase the Palestinians as a presence. The Palestinians almost invisible in the process. And that's the worst kind of abuse of a victimized people.
Back in March, the UN Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia issued a damning report on Israeli practices in occupied Palestinian territories. It says Israel has established an apartheid regime that oppresses the Palestinians as a whole through practices like demographic engineering and discrimination in access to education, healthcare, and building rights. Richard Falk, a former UN Special Rapporteur, co-authored the report.
The report is really an academic study. It is not a polemical document. It was reviewed by three eminent international law jurists that were anonymous.
The UN report was later withdrawn under heavy pressure from the United States and Israel. The withdrawal triggered the resignation of Undersecretary General Rima Khalaf. The UN report urged governments to back boycott, divestment, and sanctions activities against Israel. The pro-Palestinian boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement has been growing in popularity around the world. Amid failure by international organizations to punish Israel for its violations, the global BDS campaign aims to increase pressure on Israel. The BDS movement encourages governments to take measures that would eventually force Tel Aviv to meet its obligations under international law. Among such measures are boycott of Israeli academic institutions, which are involved in the development of Israel's weapons systems. Another BDS strategy is boycotting products made in settlements. Campaigners hope the BDS movement will lead to deepening Israeli isolation and help Palestinians attain their rights.